First, I don't know if you know this or not, and Travis, want to bring you in here real quick. Have you heard Chiefs fans why they're kind of excited these days? Have you heard the Chiefs are 2-0 and Pat Mahomes is playing pretty well?
Yeah, I think we'll see them February 3rd in Atlanta.
Minus week two. Two-time Offensive Player of the Week, Patrick Mahomes, and the Kansas City Chiefs come back to Arrowhead this Sunday after going on the road and beating the Chargers and then beating the Steelers. And Pat Mahomes has thrown 10 touchdowns in the first two games. It's an NFL record. Fans are drunk on Mahomes. It'll be a scene at Arrowhead when fans get to that stadium at 7 a.m. or whatever they're going to get to.
Literally drunk on beer and Mahomes.
And look, I love the fans are excited. It's really, really cool for Kansas City to have the darling of the NFL. I just saw some odds out of the National Football League over at Bovada. He has the second best odds right now to win the MVP in the National Football League. Second behind Aaron Rodgers. But, I mean, to have that dude doing what he's doing, that's going to get fans excited. And also, this will probably get fans excited.
I was going to say, I listen to what you just said, but, you know, whatever.
But I brought it back to something you can relate to.
So, Fox 4, the countdown is on for the Kansas City Chiefs' first home game on Sunday. If you're headed to the game, you're going to want to try some of the new food at Arrowhead. Chefs unveiled the season's new menu on Tuesday. On the club level, the maple bacon burger, which is a half-pound burger topped with maple bacon and a salt and pepper bun, and the kingdom cake are new for the 2018 season.
It's just a bacon cheeseburger, right?
Basically,
all right, that doesn't
with
sound...
maple bacon. It's a half pound. That's not getting
that's
around.
That's a big hamburger, right? That'll soak up a lot of Busch Light.
The kingdom cake is a sweet monkey bread served in a pizza box, which must be huge.
All right. Do you like monkey bread?
I've never had it.
Just really sweet, like sugary, gooey
it's cake.
Yeah, it's bread. It's kind of like interlocked. It's not bad. I mean, it's good.
The general concessions area, the executive chef predicts Hatch chili chicken tacos and poblano pork nachos will be fan favorites.
Both of those sound amazing. I'd be totally down for those. When you go, and I know you don't go to a ton of games, but when you go, Jamie, are you more of a regular standby, give me a hot dog, give me a pretzel kind of thing? Or do you go for some of these exotic
foods? About the only time I'll ever eat a hot dog is at a ballpark.
Okay.
And I wouldn't do it at a football game. I would do that more at a baseball game. But that's about the only time that I'll eat something like that.
Travis, when you go to these games, whether it's college or pro, whatever sport, do you go like standard, like the traditional, like the hot dogs, the nachos, or do you go branching out?
This might sound surprising to you. I don't eat at football games. I'll eat a hot dog at a baseball game, but I eat like tailgate food, but I don't ever eat in the stadium because I'd rather spend my money on the beer.
I don't want anyone soaking up my sobriety. All right.
Right.
I don't want to remember all of this game. All right.
Okay, so speaking of that, there are also new drink options on the menu, including Kingdom Blonde Ale by Golden Road Brewing Company.
Which is awesome.
Okay.
Never had that.
If you go to the Well in Waldo, I think that's where it is, they have it, and it's on tap, and it's on sale every single day for
$4. Oh, all right. See, a lot of people in this city would have a problem with a $4 beer calling that on sale.
But what's pretty funny about the Kingdom Ale, Kingdom Blonde Ale, it's brewed out of California.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I love that. It's like I'm watching Ozark right now. That's not filmed at the Ozarks.
But the brewers, I think the owners, are huge cheese fans. Not from Kansas City, but they're huge cheese fans.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
So that's about it.
There is a Kingdom Inferno chicken sandwich.
Okay.
This sounds terrible. It's known as...
I bet Travis and I are going to love it.
It's called the Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It made the list for the top 10 craziest foods for the upcoming NFL season. The Diablo... Scroll down here because my computer all of a sudden decided to stop working. It is a chicken sandwich. All right. You tell me if this is something you would want.
This is here?
Yep.
Okay.
The sandwich includes hand-breasted chicken tenders, California Reaper pepper mayo,
yum,
pepper jack cheese, sliced jalapenos, buffalo sauce on a brioche bun.
I take back what I said. I will eat at the Chiefs game when I go.
I'm not a big fan of jalapenos on stuff. I don't like to eat the whole slices of jalapeno. So I would just take those off, give those to Travis. Otherwise, that sounds incredible.
The California Reaper pepper mayo, Carolina, the hottest pepper in the world.
It's going to be spicy.
As mayonnaise?
Sure.
That sounds great.
It makes sense. You do a lot of spicy mayonnaises because that's a cooling factor for the pepper, so it's not as crazy hot.
Oh,
that's really popular.
My eyes are watering looking at this thing.
You don't like spicy food, no. though. So Travis and I will get that one.
Are you going to try that one, Travis, when you go to a game?
I would definitely try that one. I mean, the nachos just kind of sounds like any other nachos you can get somewhere.
You can't make nachos that interesting.
Gah, no. Also, by the way, at the Chiefs Pro Shop, a couple new things that'll be in there. Travis Kelce, knee-high Red Sox, and Eric Berry youth football, both $25. There is also Swarovski? Is that how you say it for the crystal?
Sure.
Swarovski crystal-encrusted Chiefs mini helmet, football or full-sized helmet. You can have a crystallized Chiefs helmet for $10,000.
Why would you buy that?
For your man cave. Yeah. Look
Why
at that
would
thing.
You buy that?
I have no idea. But you could buy the football for $5,000 or the full-size helmet for $10,000. It would mean you have too much money, is what it means.
Yes, I guess so.
That's the I have too much money. All the new foods that are going to be at Arrowhead when you head there this Sunday are on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/981KMBZ. I have to tell you about something coming up next that is coming. I like this particular food, and I like candy, but you're putting the two of these together for a holiday favorite? It sounds gross. I'll tell you what it is next. Biggest battles we have here on Midday, or biggest debates, disagreements, is whether or not mac and cheese is good. I'm a big fan of mac and cheese. Jamie, you're not quite the fan of mac and cheese. And Travis has a terrible opinion.
Boo, mac and cheese is trash.
Orange
powdered.
That's
where it deserves and needs to be.
Yes, orange powdered cheese product. That I don't even know if calling it cheese is fair.
Just add water.
No.
Just add water.
Ick.
Well, get ready. This story is up on our Facebook page and on Twitter if you want to gross your friends out, because even I don't know if this is a real good idea, and I love mac and cheese. Candy canes are quite possibly the most benign of all holiday treats. It's not like they stir up passionate debate the way that fruitcake does. I don't know anyone. I know one person in my life that likes fruitcake. Seattle novelty company Archie McPhee is now selling mac and cheese candy canes. Their candy canes said it tastes like instant macaroni and cheese. The box says, have a cheesy Christmas. And you can buy 6 for $4.95, which, by the way, that is a lot for candy canes. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you go buy the regular size box for like $1.
Yeah.
6 candy canes for $4.95. They write, macaroni and cheese candy canes are a particular favorite of picky eaters. These candy canes taste like your favorite childhood favorite mac and cheese. It's like comfort food flavored candy. If your first response was yuck, nope, anything else, you're not alone, judging by social media's response. And then it goes through a whole bunch of people who are anti-mac and cheese candy canes.
Wicket, go to the website for this company. Okay. It's McPhee.com, M-C-P-H-E-E .com. Okay. Because it just sounds like it's a fun company. So I clicked on the food and the candy part. They also do rotisserie chicken candy canes, which are on sale for $4.95.
Okay.
Clamdy canes, which I can't figure out. Please don't tell me those
clam
are
chowder?
Clam. Please don't tell me that's what that is.
Is that clam chowder?
Let's see. From the personified clam on the package to the clam taste, you'll wonder how Christmas existed without clamdy canes. We all celebrate our holidays in our own way, and if your holiday tastes like the sea, this is for you. Add a little sand for extra clam realness. If anyone complains, just tell them to clam up. I bet this is a fun company to work for.
I will bet this store is making a bleep ton of money because of the mac and cheese getting people there, and then they can go see all these things. I mean, what a great business idea.
Look through the candy section of this website. Because this is where I'm going to be hanging out now. They've got like Descent mints that have Ruth Bader Ginsburg's picture on it. They
That's
have
funny.
The pickle candy. And so they're little hard candies that taste like pickles. What do cold candy canes taste like? Smoke and cinnamon. So you can do cold candy canes. Sure, it sounds like fun to put coal in a naughty person's stocking, but consider the mess. Why should punishing the naughty ruin your Christmas? This set of six smoky cinnamon flavor candy canes lets you send your message without bringing an actual briquette into the house.
Anybody actually like all these odd flavored candy canes that come out this time of year? Text in 22980 or 576-7798.
I'll tell you what, this is really fun to look through, though, and they're really pretty. What is this one that I'm looking at?
Would you want a jumbo bacon candy cane?
So that might not be the worst thing in the universe. I don't know. Because bacon you can flavor also with maple, and so it's sweet usually. Mm-hmm. So that might be okay. Fire and brimstone flavored candy.
Isn't that cinnamon?
Smoky cinnamon. Yeah, they like that a lot, it seems like. And it's also a really pretty color. Wasabi candy they have on here.
Probably.
The pickle candy canes. They're doing a lot with pickle. Yeah, you mentioned the bacon candy, the dill pickle mints. Yeah, the bacon candy canes.
Am I the only one out there that thinks, like, I'd like a good pickle? Take that drop, Travis. It's fine. I like pickled chips, whatever. I like fried pickles. I don't really like pickled candy canes. I had the pickle slushy from Sonic. The first sip was good. The next one wasn't. Like, we need pickle candy canes?
I mean, it sells. I'm sure it sells. Man, there's all kinds of stuff on here. I've never been at this store in Seattle, but I bet this would be a fun store to go through and poke around in.
Archie McPhee, we make weird. It says right there at the top.
They do. And it's expensive, but you're not going to find it anywhere else. What are their top sellers? Let's see. Oh my gosh. Okay. The Champion rubber chicken. Is a good one. How did these become top sellers? Finger cats. So finger puppets for $8 for your finger.
Not surprised.
The rubber chicken finger puppet. Man, these Ruth Bader Ginsburg products are a big deal on this site. You can get a Descent air freshener.
Remember, it's based in Seattle. It's a pretty liberal town. So there's a whole bunch of Ruth Bader Ginsburg fans up there probably.
The punching nun puppet.
$16.95. I had one of those when I was young, but it wasn't that. It was a regular boxer, but I had one of those things.
Yeah, go kill some time on this website. This is just fun.
McPhee.com.
Yeah, P-H-E-E. McPhee.com.
But I'm telling you, I like mac and cheese. I'm not trying. I'll try them if they show up, but I'm pretty sure I'm not going to enjoy mac and cheese candy canes.
There is a whole category on their website dedicated to pickles. I will read to you more things.
Oh, Lord.
Pickle air freshener.
Do you want your car smelling like a jar of pickles?
Pickle socks. Santa pickle ornament. Excuse me.
I actually have a pickle Christmas ornament that I got in an ornament exchange several years ago.
Yodeling Christmas pickle ornament. So it sings.
Singing Christmas pickle.
Pickle bandages. The yodeling pickle is all over the place here.
I bet.
Underpants has its own category.
Of course it does.
Bacon and meat has its own category. Let's check that out.
This country is infatuated with bacon.
You can get the bacon scarf for $19.
No thanks.
Let's see. All the ornaments.
A $19 bacon scarf.
A bacon pennant. Bacon tape. I'm just so fat. Gravy candy. So hard candy that tastes like gravy.
I get
bacon floss. This is
okay.
I need to go to the store next time I'm in Seattle.
When you brush your teeth or floss, you want that mint flavor when you get done. Like you're trying to get rid of the old bacon flavor in your mouth when you brush your teeth after breakfast or whatever. You don't need the bacon floss. You don't need bacon toothpaste. You don't need a pickle air freshener. Who likes pickles that much? They want to pop open one of those things and throw it in their car. Then your car smells like pickles.
I bet they sell.
I bet they do.
I bet they sell. Squirrels have their own category. Unicorns have their own category. Let's see. What's on sale?
What's on sale?
Yeah. Mini moonshine jar shot glass, if you would like that. Luggage tags. Bacon-scented mustache. This is getting insane.
This is nuts. McPhee.com? Is that what it is?
Yeah, P-H-E-E, McPhee.com.
You can read the story on our Facebook page if you want to check out mac and cheese candy canes.
Time to kill on your lunch hour. Feel free. Yeah. You're welcome.
Jim Cunningham, would you eat a mac and cheese candy cane?
Heck no.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
I don't even like mac and cheese.
Oh,
thank
God.
You, Jim Cunningham.
I quit.
Welcome to the show.
I quit.
If Wicket, you feel free anytime.
I quit.
Majority now. It's now 3-1.
It's a super majority here by
yes.
now.
If you're going to McDonald's today during your lunch break, the McDonald's apple pie has gotten a bit of a makeover. The fast food giant announced today they have altered the recipe for their beloved dessert. This from Yahoo. To include less ingredients and a whole new look. Though the news was announced last week, customers have just started airing their concerns on social media. People writing things like, what's up with the new apple pie? I like the old recipe better. Is this a seasonal thing or a permanent change? Are you a McDonald's apple pie fan?
No. But I've never even had one. It's not something that would occur to me to order at McDonald's, but one of my favorite treats in the universe is, Hostess, I think, makes it.
Yep.
The apple pies that come in the cardboard boxes now. When I was a kid, they came in the paper.
Like the waxy paper?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the best thing. To me, that's one of the best, like, items of junk food. Again, it's that and the original chicken sandwich from Burger King. Those are the two things that I really, really love. When they put that thing in the cardboard box, it does not taste the same as when it's in the wax paper. It just doesn't. And I think there are more calories in that than in a Big Mac.
Are there really?
I'm sure. Yeah, it's very bad.
Wow.
So no, I've never had.
I've never had
the McDonald's apple pie.
McDonald's spokesperson Tiffany Briggs said our new freshly baked apple pie is in line with other positive changes we have made. We remove, for example, artificial preservatives from our chicken McNuggets and switch to real butter in our breakfast sandwiches because those changes matter to our guests. Likewise, our new apple pie is made with fewer ingredients, such as sugar, sliced 100% American-grown apples, and a bit of cinnamon to the filling for flavor to give each one that homemade taste our customers love.
230 calories is what was in it before. When you tell me you're using more butter, that says to me that number's going up.
The pies, which clock in at 240 calories, are now covered in Latisse-style crust and sprinkled with a sugary topping. The 100% American-grown apples used are a variety of Golden Delicious, Rome, and Fuji, along with some other words I can't pronounce. So.
People don't generally like change.
No.
And you can tell me it's got fewer ingredients and therefore I should like it better. But people like their preservatives and they like all the chemical stuff that makes it yummy. And you've taken all that out. And so they don't care if it's better for them. It's not going to taste as good. And that's all that matters. I mean, let's be honest. If you're getting an apple pie from McDonald's, you don't care too much about the nutritional value there.
That's true.
I mean,
I like it. I've never gone out of my way to get it. I've never been like, hey, get me a Big Mac fries, a Coke, and an apple pie. You know, I've never really done that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last time I actually ordered the apple pie. But if you do order it at McDonald's, the recipe has changed. And, of course, people are pissed.
The Hostess apple pie that I love so much is 470 calories.
Wow.
I think a Big Mac is like 550.
Big Mac.
550, 600.
Calories.
Somewhere in there.
563.
Yeah. You could have a Big Mac instead. And you'd be more satisfied, probably.
Probably would give you a little more protein
so
than just the sugar that is that pie.
Yes.
But that pie is really, really good, the Hostess one. It really is.
So there's that. Real quick, the story that Travis just sent us, where did this go? Out of Maine. I have never cooked a lobster at home. I've never cooked a whole lobster. Quite frankly, that freaks me out a little bit.
I have never cooked a whole lobster either.
I've never bought the live one and then taken it home and cooked it in the pot of water. And there traditionally are two approaches to that because you got to kill the lobster at some point. So either you're going to kill it, what they do on TV very often is they just take a big knife and break into its back and just slice into it and it kills them right away. Or you put them into a pot of boiling water, which is supposed to be the more humane way to do it because it's quick. Lobster meat's pretty tender, and so it boils pretty fast, and so the lobster boils to death pretty quickly. Nonetheless, out of WMTW, out of Maine, Maine, which is big for lobsters, a Maine lobster pound is hoping that baking their crustaceans is more humane, but we're not talking about the heat. Charlotte's legendary lobster pound in Southwest Harbor is getting some of its lobsters high before cooking them.
Hmm?
Let's see. Her name is Charlotte Gill. She's the owner. She is a registered medical marijuana caregiver, which is a fantastic name. She hoped doing this would be more humane. She said this restaurant was created on love, its foundation and purpose. The idea is that everyone who comes here can connect with things that they have perhaps forgotten about as a society and reconnect with the past. So in an experiment, she put a lobster into a box with a few inches of water. Marijuana smoke was then blown into the box. She claims the lobster was calmer for the next 3 weeks. She even released it back into the ocean. She said she'll use her new method at a customer's request, and she plans to build a larger tank to sedate multiple lobsters at once. Earlier this year, researchers found lobsters have an advanced nervous system and may feel pain. And in fact, new laws in Switzerland were put into effect, outlawing the chilling of Maine lobster on ice during transport. The law also bans the boiling of lobster. This woman, who I'm starting to think is, I don't have a nice word for it. She said, I have made enough mistakes in my 47 years that I want to make sure every action moving forward is one that I can live with and able to show my son that his mom stands for what she believes in. This world has enough pain and suffering as it is. It's time to make it a better place, and I'm going to do my part by starting here with this one thing. She said it is impossible for a human to become high off a marijuana-sedated lobster. I think you would need to try that before you would know that for sure. She's a little cray-cray to me. She's a little cray-cray.
This is a waste of weed to try to get the lobsters sedated and high before you throw them in a boiling pot of water.
Or before you release them back into the sea. Like, give me a break. Like, somebody forgot the goal here, to make money.
Listen.
But she's a little off the reservation to me.
Stop wasting your weed on your animals. All right? They don't appreciate it. If you're going to start getting your lobsters high for whatever reason, to put them in water, or you're going to get your lobster high to release it back into the wild, save the weed and give it to Travis. All right, make sure you do that. It is a waste of marijuana.
Don't waste it.
Do not waste any of that. She sounds a bit insane.
She's crazy. She's not a little insane. She's nuts. This restaurant was created on love. The idea is for everyone to reconnect with things we've forgotten about and reconnect with the past.
Oh my
God. And so she's worried about sedating the lobsters. Listen, food, animals are meant to eat.
Right.
And
you're a restaurant.
It hurts a deer to shoot it too, but we still shoot it in order to eat it.
You're a restaurant.
And people do care a lot now about how the animals are treated before, there are documentaries now on the way chickens are treated and it's horrible and everything, but sedating the lobsters before you kill them. And then for her to notice the lobster was calmer for 3 weeks, like, these are pets to you. She's not treating them as food. She's treating them as pets. If you're keeping a lobster alive for 3 weeks in a tank in your house, that's your lobster pet. Not the lobster you're going to eat. She's nuts. This woman is crazy.
Is her name Moonbeam? What is this hippie's name?
Charlotte Gill is her name.
Oh, my Lord.
So, okay.
All right.
I can't believe that they even did a story on this. WMTW, I can't even believe. Not a lot must happen in Southwest Harbor. Because it's a story that you read and you go, wow, this just gets crazier as time goes on.
Yeah, I mean, Maine's I'm going to bet Maine's a beautiful state.
It is.
But
it is
boring.
Not boring.
No?
No, it is beautiful. It is, of everywhere I've been, nothing has surprised me more than Maine.
Is there a lot going on there?
You go to Vegas. I mean, there's a difference in kind of where we, I like to go for just the scenic drives and stuff. Maybe it would be boring to you, but I think that's because it's just a lot of water. It's a lot of peninsulas and stuff that just have water, and it's pretty driving, but it's not exciting. It's not Vegas.
Maine just got recreation and medical, didn't they?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I wonder what kind she gave her. The lobster. Medical?
I have no idea. You have to have a medical card to get the medical grade marijuana. So
she might have it.
She sounds kooky
enough.
She's
got a cooking license, so she may have the medical license.
You might be right.
But if you like seafood, it's the place to go because you can pass, lobster shacks on the side of the road selling lobster rolls that were just caught out of the ocean that morning. So, and lobster's really big business there.
We'll put this up on Twitter. We'll put this up on Facebook for you to check out. But please, stop wasting your weed on your lobsters. That is a message from the Midday Program. All right? All right. We got more coming up next here on 98.1 KMBZ. All right, this next story, You can jump in here on Midday with Jamie and Wicket, 576-7798. Comes to us out of Colorado Springs.
Businessinsider.com. Collegiate swimmers at the Air Force Academy are facing prison time for shocking bad fraternity movie hazing. One of the cadets is the captain of the swim team, the other a first-team All-Western Athletic Conference swimmer. Both celebrated members of the Air Force Academy swim team now face criminal charges in what amounts to the worst hazing incident in the Academy's 64-year history. In a reported decades-old ritual that took place last fall, I'm going to warn you real fast if you have kids in the room. This is probably not safe for kids.
Yeah.
In a reported decades-old ritual that took place last fall, new members of the Air Force Academy swim team were allegedly forced to binge all-you-can-eat pasta, chug milk, and run until they vomited, a rite known as the chunker. According to an investigation conducted by the Colorado Springs Gazette, the upperclassmen's lascivious acts get even worse. At one point in the evening, which allegedly took place on September 29th last year, the freshman swimmers were blindfolded and forced to their knees as upperclassmen removed their clothing. The upperclassmen reportedly threatened forced oral sex before pulling their pants back up and claiming it was all a joke. No sexual assault has been reported, but according to the Gazette, the incident prompted one of the freshmen to report the hazing to an academy official. Here's where it gets tricky with where these guys are going to be punished. Hazing is typically handled in non-judicial administrative proceedings. Maybe a testament to the gravity of this alleged incident, two of the cadets involved face criminal charges. If found guilty, the swim team captain Michael Hannigan and swimming star Lars Knutson could spend 5 years in prison on what amounts to a felony conviction. The Gazette said up to 10 cadets might have been involved, though only two face criminal charges. The decision to take them to court-martial has raised eyebrows. Despite a long history of hazing, the Academy generally chooses to discipline its cadets in-house. So the fact that this is going to be done outside of just the Air Force and the military system, the fact that they're actually facing criminal charges speaks to how serious this was. So in a very public turn of events, the Gazette says swimmers were pulled out of the pool during the Western Athletic Conference Championships in February and suspended from the team. So in the middle of the championships,
wow,
the swimmers were literally pulled out and suspended. An upcoming hearing known as the Article 32 in the military justice system will determine if there is sufficient evidence to take the cadets to court-martial.
576-7798. Especially if you're in the military.
Yeah, because you've called in before when we talked about hazing in the military. In fact, a lot of times when we talk about hazing in college and in high school, a lot of you refer to your military experiences.
Like to know if you think this is worthy of a court-martial. You didn't really have me anywhere serious with the make them binge on food that seems like it's just bros hazing bros a little bit. Then you made them, you know, crush milk and whatever would make you throw up as you ran until you puke. Now you're really starting to border on it. Then you strip them naked in the forest. Now you've crossed the line, in my mind.
But you didn't. So to me, that's where it's tricky a little bit, is that, and it's not okay to me. The law looks at it more seriously when sex is involved. And when you start stripping clothing and you start doing things like that, they threatened forced, I'm going to call it sexual assault because that's what it would be. They threatened sexual assault, but they didn't do it, and they claimed it was a joke. And I'll go ahead and say it. I mean, if these were women that we were talking about, if these were girls doing this to girls or guys doing this to girls, we would be calling that attempted sexual assault or alleged.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they didn't do it, but they threatened it. To me, it's just as serious if you're doing it to guys.
576-7798. Sorry about that.
So I don't know the military system to know well enough in what other cases or what else would have to happen for the Air Force or for a branch of the military to say, this is serious enough that we're going to take this to the criminal courts and not just handle this in-house.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that that have served in the military, what do you think about that these guys potentially face 5 years behind bars? The fact that they're calling this, where do they put it, the worst hazing incident in the Air Force Academy's 64-year history is interesting. Not in the Air Force's history, just in the history of this institution in Colorado Springs.
Hmm. I don't know how it's not. I don't know the severity of this. Like, I, with no military background, is this worthy of a court-martial? I have no idea what it means in the eyes of those in the military. And if you were in the military, if you were in the Air Force,
576-7798. Does this sound like it's court-martial worthy to you?
Well, since we can't speak to that, since we haven't served in the military, and if you can't, do you think this is worthy of 5 years in prison for the two? And I'm assuming these are the two ringleaders. They said there were 10 involved, but these were the two guys that, you know, must have run the show here.
It doesn't sound to me, the threat of it wouldn't mean, it doesn't seem to me in my eyes to be worthy of 5 years in prison.
But again, if these were women, if these were guys that were doing this haze to women, we would be calling that, you know, attempted sexual assault. And we'd be taking that very seriously. And so to me, just because it's guys doing it to guys doesn't make it any less serious.
So you think 5 years is appropriate?
I don't know. I think it's somebody just texted in and said that the physical effect of the gorging of the milk and the food is serious too, that if you were to take them to an emergency room, that they'd be having some pretty serious physical effects from that, especially if they're swimmers. You know, I mean, they're swimmers who, you know, we talk all the time about how, you know, your stomach and being in the water and stuff. And so they know that that's going to affect them negatively. In the grand scheme, I don't know what other incidents of hazing get for prison time, but it's almost the threatened forced oral sex to me that's pretty bad. Again, if these were women, we'd be yelling sexual assault. So why not yell that with the guys?
You can text in at 22980. Let's bring in, I think it says Clifton on my screen here. Clifton, thanks for calling, man. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Yeah, no, I was just calling to give my two cents on this Air Force Academy incident. I think what a lot of people don't recognize is, you know, these cadets are property of the United States military. And as far as the DOD concerned, the UCMJ does govern.
Code of Military Justice. That's what you're talking about.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. What branch were you in, Clifton? By the way, because now you've outed yourself here.
I'm in the Marine Corps. I've been in the Marine Corps 14 years. I'm a major. And you know, as far as the non-judicial punishment that Jamie was talking about, you know, if these cadets were on active duty, you know, we've. Since the last 10 years, the just hazing policy has changed drastically. And Marines and sailors and airmen and soldiers have lost careers for much, much less. And as far as, essentially this is a sexual assault, so court-martial would be appropriate.
So you would rule in favor of a court-martial here?
Yes, I would.
Explain that to people that don't know exactly what that means. If you are court-martialed, what's the end result of that?
Well, so in a court-martial, if found guilty, so you still have to go through a trial, rather in front of in front of a jury, it's through a tribunal. If found guilty, you could spend time in military prison. Versus non-judicial punishment, the most severe, you know, punishment you could face is, you know, you could get busted in rank or administratively discharged. But with a court-martial, you're looking at dishonorable discharge and potentially serving time in military prison.
So the difference is serving time in military prison versus civilian prison.
Right.
Okay.
Right. The court-martial, yes.
Interesting.
Clifton,
okay.
Thank you for the info, man, and thank you for your service. We appreciate it. 14 years still in the Marines. 576-7798. Do you agree with Clifton?